Welcome to the non-special edition of the Kol Yom Rishon. Hard to keep up with something as exciting as hospice. There are very few holidays where people get up and they really have a favorite mitzvah, and I think Purim is one of those Yomim Tovim. People very much get excited, at least here in Yeshiva, about the mitzvah of Chayiv Inish Levesumi B'Puraya Adelo Yada. The mocker for this minhag, or mitzvah, or inyan, or whatever you want to call it, is the Gemara in Megillah. If you look at the source sheet, number one, Amarava Michayiv Inish Levesumi B'Puraya Adelo Yada Ben Arar Haman Ubarach Mordechai. Looking at Rashi translates the word as of Levesumi to Lishtakir B'Yayin, that a person has to get drunk on Purim to the point, this is pretty drunk, that you don't know the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, what seems to be two opposite ends of the spectrum. In fact, the Gemara gets so excited about this halacha, it tells us a little story to go with it. The story is a real winner. Rabbi Rav Zera of the Sudas Purim Bahadei Hadadi. One year Rabbi and Rav Zera decided they were going to have their Purim Suda together. If some, they got drunk, as they were supposed to do, come Rava Shachti Rav Zera. Rava then went and was drunk enough that he killed Rav Zera. The next day, Rabbi davened, and he was able to bring Rav Zera back to life. This is when he really gets good. Lashon Amarle, the next year they say, Nesi Marv Nevesus Purim Mahadi Adadi. So Rabbi says, let's do it again. Surprisingly, Rav Zera wasn't that interested. We don't rely on miracles. We're going to try to hold off on it this year. The point of the Gemara seems to be that there is this mitzvah, right? The word is michayev, that there is a chiyuv, a requirement that someone gets drunk on Purim. And in fact, it gives us a shear how drunk you have to be, that you don't know the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, and in fact, to strengthen the argument that goes on further, and it says, in fact, there was such a story where they were Mekayim the mitzvah behiduro, he was so drunk that he killed the other guy. However, they also point out, it seems to be a side point, that the next year they weren't willing to have the Suda get together again. Very interesting Gemara, you can understand why people like this. La halacha, this is quoted, you look at the Rambam, number 3, Ketzad Chova Suda, we're talking about the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Sheyochal Basav Yaskin Suda Noa Kefi Asher Timtzav Yado, that a person should have in their Sudas Purim meat, and they should have a very nice meal, V'shosei Yayin Ad Sheyishtakev V'yirdem B'shechus, and you should drink enough wine until the person falls asleep due to the drinking. What's interesting about the Rambam is the Rambam does not have this as a standalone mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah to get drunk, but rather the Rambam has this as a chelek, part of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. It's not that a person on the night of Purim has a mitzvah to get drunk, it's not that a person randomly is sitting at the Megillah reading, it's going a little too long, and therefore he has himself a few drinks, but rather this is part of the mitzvahs of Sudas Purim. The only time, according to the Rambam, that someone has a mitzvah to drink on Purim is during the Suda, at the time that you're sitting at your meal, and you're eating the meat, and you're having a Suda Noah, a very proper meal. At that point, there is a mitzvah to drink as well. There is no independent mitzvah to drink on its own. That is the opinion of the Rambam. Other Rishonim also comment on it. We look at the Rav Yom, number 4. Quote, Beperak Kacheni de Mechilta, Begamara di Don Garcino, and Amar Rava, Michaev Inu Limsumir and Afshe, Adro Yoda bin Ara Haman, Ubarach Mordechai, Venirali Hanitzerch a mitzvah Am of Lo'aiko. The Ravia says that in the event that someone does get drunk, he is Mekayim a mitzvah, but this is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning that this is the type of mitzvah that if you do it, you get a mitzvah. However, if you do not do it, it's not that you were mevatel a mitzvah aseh. It's not the type of mitzvah like tefillin, that when you put on tefillin, you get a mitzvah. However, if you don't put on tefillin, that's a bad thing. Right? Like so many other mitzvahs aseh, you have to do the mitzvah. This is not a case like that. This is a case of if you do it, it's a mitzvah, but if you don't do it, like so many other mitzvahs, give an example. According to many Rishonim, shechita is a mitzvah, to shecht an animal. What if I'm not interested in eating meat? What if I'm interested in eating meat, but I'm not so interested in raising livestock in my backyard? I'd rather go to the store and buy something that's been shechted for me. Is there an avera that I didn't shecht? No, there's not an avera. If you do it, it's a mitzvah. If you don't do it, you don't do it. There's no avera involved. So too the Rav Yoh says the mitzvah of drinking on Purim is the same type of mitzvah. Meaning that were a person to drink the requisite amount on Purim, they would get a mitzvah. However, don't think that if you don't do it, there's anything wrong with that. The Kobo comments, Chayiv Amishu Besumi Bipuraya, Shelo Yishtaka, Shashich was also Gamor. So the Kobo says, wait a second, getting drunk is something that we do not usually support. So what type of mitzvah is it that a person should get drunk? He said, that's not the mitzvah, because that we would never support. So what does it mean? There's nothing worse than getting drunk. And this will lead to murder Gilui Arayis and skipping the Tilas Yadayim. It'll be terrible. Rather, you should drink a little bit more than you're used to. The only idea here is not that a person should get drunk. The person should have a little more. The person should have a little bit more to lighten themselves up. That a person usually, when they give tzedakah, there is always a concern. They know how much money can I really afford? How safe is my job this year? What's going to be with my investments? The value of my house? The person usually is a little bit holds back. For example, when they give matanos levyonim, you have a drink or two, it'll loosen up the wallet. You know, similarly, when we talk about matanos levyonim, it's not just a matter of financially helping you up, but also, you know, sitting down and befriending them. So a person, you know, might be a little shy. I don't usually talk. You have a drink or two, you become a much friendlier person. So that's what the Kobo says. The Kobo says when we're talking about drinking, we don't mean to get drunk. It's a question, what's he going to do between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai? We'll hold that for now. But his understanding is no, it's more with a person usually has one cup of wine a day, a person should have two cups, maybe three cups. If a person doesn't drink, he should drink a little bit. If a person is usually a drunkard, he should be a little bit more drunk. Whatever it is, you have to do a little bit more than you usually do. That's the idea of it. That's what the Kobo says. Chayish Ivis Ribisumi does not mean that a person should really get drunk, because we would never support that idea. So that's another opinion. The Ran is already going further. The Ran has a very interesting shita. He quotes it from Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Ran says, Michai Vinish Ribisumi Bipuraya, Kosov Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Meahu Uvda, the Kamarava, Vashati Rav Zera, Inchile Memer Milsa, the Rava, Velo Shapir Dama Meavid Hachim. The Ram makes the following point. He said, the Ram says, usually we have a halacha. That's very nice. But here, now we have a halacha, but we have a story that goes along with it. It's a very strange idea. This isn't standard, right? This isn't, the, you know, a medrash and a maisa, that, you know, we usually get, we have a halacha and a little story to go with it. Why does the Gemara go and tell us the story afterwards? So he says, the Gemara tells us the story. This is very important, because the Gemara wants us to know that they backed out. The Gemara says, you know what, we think it would be a good idea to get drunk on Yontif. So what happens? So they said, in fact, Rabba and Rav Zera tried it out, and it didn't end so good. So because of that, what happens is the next year they said, let's do it again. He says, nah, we're done with this. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, why are we done with this? Because they backed out of the halacha. The point of the story of Rabba and Rav Zera, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, is to tell us that there was a hava mina, that originally they thought that there should be a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim. However, when they tried this out, it did not necessarily work out the way that they had hoped for. So based on that, they backed out of it. So therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, whatever the Gemara says about drinking on Purim, that was a hava mina, that's what they originally thought, me'ikar kasavar. However, when they saw what happened, that they saw as a matter of public policy, rampant drunkenness is probably not the best idea. At that point, they backed out and they said there's no more mitzvah. So you really have here quite the spectrum. On the one hand, you have people like the Rambam, Rashi for sure, who seem to be taking this literally. You should be getting drunk. You have people For example, like the Kolbo, who is saying, no, no, you're not supposed to get drunk, just a little bit more than usual is fine, up to the point of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says no mitzvah whatsoever. No mitzvah, no kiyum. It's a bad idea. What were they thinking? Were they shocked that this was going to happen? Who knows? But the bottom line is, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, was that there is no mitzvah to drink on Purim, and the proof of the fact is that the Gemara bothered to tell us this disturbing story afterwards to indicate that this is not a good idea. The Meiri picks up on that. People are familiar with the Meiri. The Meiri is very similar to the Rambam. The Meiri is a Talmud of the Rambam. For example, in his approach to the supernatural, etc., the Meiri is usually lockstep with the Rambam. Similarly, the Rambam tends to be a stick of the mud, and the Meiri is as well. So the Meiri says in number 7, Chayiv Adam laharbos b'simcha b'yom zu b'achiru b'shtia ashiro yachzer davar. Shum davi. A person should go out on Purim, and you should have a wonderful amount of eating and drinking. There should be nothing lacking at your suda. Mikol makom einanu mitzuvim l'shtaker. However, don't get me wrong, you're not supposed to be getting drunk. When we talk about happiness, we're not talking about the happiness, you know, of rampant, you know, abandon. It's not talking about silliness. That's not what we want as a religion. What's the idea between our simcha? When we have simcha, our simcha is supposed to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, this should lead us, this happiness should lead us to better appreciate the miracles that happened on Purim. Masha Amar Khan, Adro Yada bin Ara Haman, Lavarach Marachar Kvarfreshu Ksakonim, Chemi Masha Hisker Achrav, Kam Ravo Shachter Rab Zera, Nidchu Kol Osam Hadavarim. And he says, he quotes from the Gaonim, that in fact, this idea that it says in the Gemara, you're supposed to be that drunk, that's rejected, like Rabbeinu Ephraim quoted in the Ran. It says, was it mean when it says you don't know the difference between Ara Haman and Baruch Mordechai? It says it's referring to that which is quoted in the Yerushalmi. What's quoted in the Yerushalmi? It's quoted in the Yerushalmi that at the end of the Megillah we're supposed to say Shoshanas Yaakov. So in Shoshanas Yaakov we say Aru Haman Asher Bikish Ravdi Baruch Mordechai HaYehudi, right? Brucha Esther Badi, etc. Vegam Charvana Zachur Latov. That he says that you're supposed to be able to, you're supposed to be drunk enough that you can't do the whole song by heart. You know, you should just be a little bit, it doesn't mean that really you don't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. No, what it the Gemara is referring to is that you shouldn't be able to rattle off the Mizmor just like that. It says, so even according to the people, say, so, hey, he holds that, many Gaonim held that the whole mitzvah doesn't apply, based on the fact that the story afterwards seems to indicate it was a bad idea. And even according to the people who say that it does apply, it only means a little bit. I, Aru Haman Baruch Mordechai? Nah, that's referring to Shoshanas Yaakov. That's all we're talking about. So he quotes that there are the Golei Mechaber who says until you're supposed to fall asleep. He also says there are people who hold that they didn't really kill him. Okay, so we have here again, we have this idea, we have the spectrum, there are the strong supporters, and there are those who are absolutely against him. The Chasam Sofer asks a fascinating shaila. The Chasam Sofer deals with the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim that was quoted by the Ran as well as the Meiri. He says, I've got a problem with Rabbeinu Ephraim. What was Rabbeinu Ephraim? Rabbeinu Ephraim was the opinion that in the event that somebody, that originally there was a Havamina that we should drink on Purim, and that Havamina was ultimately rejected by the story afterwards. Chasam Sofer says, I need Hasam B'Prichot, the Shikshah Rabbeinu Ephraim. He said, the Prach asked the following question of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Sheberazo B'Perakav Megillah, the Balam Or in the first Perak of Megillah, The Meis Rabbis of Chai the Chai of Inush Rebbe Suma. They came in the Iris Akono Come Rava Shatner Shatner Dover. That's the Shita. It's quoted in the Raza in the Baal Mor as well. That in fact, once this happened, we stopped the mitzvah. The Hitcher Prachim came. He says, I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, they used to think this was a good idea, this mitzvah. Then, afterwards, when this happened, they stopped doing it. So the next year, when they were going to sit down to have Sudas Purim together, by then the mitzvah no longer applied, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the question is, if they weren't drinking on Purim, why didn't he want to have a suda with him? The assumption is that Rabbah was a violent drunk, very violent drunk. And therefore, Reb Zera, who was killed by him previously in a drunken stupor, did not want to do that again. But if the assumption is when Rabbah was not drunk, he probably didn't run around killing people on Purim. So the Prach asks, if there was no drinking after this the Maisa, when Rabbah shot the Reb Zera, so why exactly did Reb Zera not want to have another suitor with him? The fact that Rabbah does not want to have another suitor, Reb Zera, would seem to indicate that in fact there was still a mitzvah to get drunk. So the Chasam Sofer comes up with a fancy answer. The Chasam Sofer is a matter of, we'll give a little of the background, so we can't have this in America. But in Yerushalayim you can have this. It was called a Purim Meshulash. That when Purim falls out, your Davut falls out on a Friday here in America, and in fact, it falls out all over the world on your Davut falls out on a Friday. Then places that keep Shushan Purim, Tesvav is going to fall out on a Shabbos. And there's a fair amount of discussion. What do you do in that situation? That is what we call a Purim Meshulash, because Purim ends up running for 3 days. There's certain of the mitzvahs that you do on Friday, on your Dalet with everybody else. There are certain things that you do on Shabbos, and there are certain things that end up getting done on Sunday. And Machokas, we showed him how exactly we work it out. So, the issue of the Suda. When are you going to have these Sudas? Purim. So, one would think, well, I understand Megillah. You might carry the Megillah, you can't have that on Shabbos. I understand maybe also Matanos Lev Yonim you can't do on Shabbos. Again, Erev issues. Matanos Lev Yonim, you have the matter of money. Mishloach Manos, you have an issue. But what about the Suda? Why not have the Suda on Shabbos? The Yerushalmi says you can't have the Suda on Shabbos. Why? Because no one would recognize that it's a Suda's Purim. Because either way you have a big Suda on Shabbos, so since you have a big Suda on Shabbos, it won't be obvious that you're having a Suda's Purim. What, are you going to serve Hamantashen? People serve Hamantashen, they'll call Yom Rishon. It's not a riot. Right? No proof whatsoever. So the Yerushalmi says that that's why it's a problem. So you see, you have an idea that when it comes to the Suda's Purim, there has to be a hecker. It has to be obvious that the reason that you're having this Suda is not because it's Shabbos, not because of any other exciting idea, right? Not because we're having our annual dinner on Purim. There has to be a hecker that the Suda's Purim is being done for Purim. So the Chasam Sofer says, "L'chori yesh rom of the Yerushalmi isa sudas Purim b'Shabbos ma'achir ma'achir Shabbos." So he calls the Yerushalmi that you cannot have a sudas Purim on Shabbos. In fact, it gets pushed off till Sunday. The May Purim tzrich mishum nikar she'osel l'shem Purim mash'en kein b'Shabbos ein hecker, because it has to be clear to everybody that the sudas Purim is being done because it's Purim and not because it's Shabbos or any other reason. What's another example of a Suda that a person has? If a Talmud Chacham comes to town, if you have a Talmud Chacham in your house, so therefore you should make a large Suda in his honor. Just like you make a Suda, the Gemara in Chulin says, in honor of Shabbos, you should also have a Suda in honor of a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, if you have a Talmud Chacham coming over for your Purim Suda, you've got a problem. Because either way, you'd be having a large Suda for this person. It's particularly, so what's our case? Rabbi's going to invite Reb Zeira over. Reb Zeira is a big Talmud Chacham. So what are we going to do? You're going to have a Talmud Chacham, you're going to have a Suda. But the Suda will look just like any other Suda for a Talmud Chacham. How are you going to know it's Purim? So Avdi Tuba L'chova B'chozman. And Cain, ain't Suda's Purim Nikiv, Akasha, Eich, Avdi, Reb Zeira, V'Rabbi, Suda's Purim B'Hadadi. So how are they ever going to pull this off? If each one's got the other Talmud Chacham over, where's the hecker going to be? Where is it going to be obvious that the reason we're having the Suda is because of Purim? One possibility is they don't hold like the Yerushalmi. It doesn't have to be a hecker. Good. That would take care of that. The Shabbi Yesh Hecker Kevin Shemeshana Bechiv Besumi Mash Eina Beshar Yom Shabbos Yonta. Veisa Kevin Shemachi Avdei Avahadari. So what's the answer? She said what the answer is going to be is unlike when I have a Talmud Chacham over, so we're going to have a Suda. What am I going to serve? I'll have steak. I'll have potatoes. I'll have fish. But I'm not going to have so much wine that I'm going to get drunk. So therefore, even though most people would not be chayiv in having a fair amount of drink at the Suda's Purim to get drunk, if I'm having a Talmud Chacham over, then I'm going to have to make a hecker, so memeva, they're going to have this drinking. So when Rabbi invited over Reb Zeira said, I'm not coming over. I understand that there's no chiyuv anymore, that a person gets drunk on Purim. However, if you're going to have me, and I'm going to be with you, we're going to have to get drunk for the sake of the hecker to make it clear that Suda's Purim. And then you're going to kill me again. So I'm not coming over. So that's what the Chasim said. Very sharp answer. The Chasim Sofer says that according to Rabbi Ephraim, yeah, there's no more mitzvah to get drunk anymore. But Rav Zeira still didn't want to come over because Memeil, for the sake of hecker, would have all started up again. The first year there was still a mitzvah. There wasn't a mitzvah to get drunk when you have a Talmud Chacham over. Right? Yeah, for sure it was a hecker. Right? It was a built-in hecker. Here you have to make your own. So that is the answer of the Chasim Sofer. He defends the Rabbeinu Ephraim against the Prach and explains that one could still live with that answer. The Maharil, the grand poskim of all Yekis, has a fascinating piece on this. This is actually pretty well known. So the Maharil asks his Rebbe, "Nu, what's the deal? What do we hold about this?" Maharil was a Rishon. So he asked his Rebbe, I guess we've got to get pretty darn drunk here, don't we? So his Rebbe had a sharp answer. The Baruch Mordechai v'Arohamim hin Olam Gematria b'Shaveh. He said, what's the difference between Arohamim and Mordechai? If you do the Gematria of Arohamim, anybody? What? And Baruch Mordechai is also 502. That really the difference between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai is nothing. That if you do the gematria of Aror Haman, it's really the same thing. So how drunk do you have to be? You have to be drunk enough that when you add up the numbers, you can't figure it out right away. That's so drunk. So most people are mekayim that when they get up in the morning. It's not very drunk not to be able to do that math. I have talmidim that were born drunk, remain drunk, and God willing, nachem erasim. And they can't do math. So the idea behind this is that he again accepts the idea that a person should drink, but the idea of Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai, this is even less than singing Shoshanas Yaakov, that you just have to just be off on the gematria a little bit. Kal yishtaker odem b'tov v'chavim minyanam. One doesn't have to drink so much to be thrown off on this. So he says two things. One is the amount of drinking you have to do is minimal. He also quotes the Rav Yah that we said earlier, that you remember this isn't something that you have to do. Maybe there's a kiyum when you drink a little bit, but this isn't something that's a real mitzvah. Okay, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. See what he has to say for himself. So how do we paskin in the shayla? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this: "Halacha chayv inishri v'sumei b'puraya ad royada bein Aruham and lebaruch Mordechai." Just quotes the Gemara flat out. Rama comments: "Hago yeshom dein tzorish taker kol kach." Rama says, "Not so much." El yishti yosem mirimuda. I've seen people translate this as you have to drink more than you learn. That's not what it means. They also say that people maybe could be very easily Mekayim. One would think, according to that, that the bigger the Talmud Chacham, the more they're drinking. You don't necessarily see that correlation in the real world. Moshe Mirimudo means more than one is used to drinking. One of them more than the drinks on a daily basis. You have the word limudo, for example, by Ben Soro Morin. Matzah limudo, he doesn't find that what he usually has, etc. That's what it means. But yishen, then you fall asleep. That's what happens. I remember I saw a bumper sticker one time. I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down, no problem. So that's what he says, you fall asleep, that's how much you have to drink. We talk to Yishin in your day, but our Haman Levarach Mordechai. Now he gets sharp. And once you're asleep, you don't know the difference between our Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Ah, that's what it means. Vechar Amarbe, Vechar Mabe, Vilvachi Chavim Libo Rishamayim. This is where the famous line appears, that whether you're going to have a lot, you're going to have a little, make sure you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. That the idea behind it should be the proper reason behind it. You should do it L'Shem Mitzvah if you're going to do it. The Mishnah Berurah has a few comments on this that I think are worth sharing. If you look at the Bir Halacha, number 11, on Chayiv Inish Vim Toma Hechi Chayiv Chazal Mashi Nisker B'Toma Nevim V'Kama Mekoma Shashichus V'Mirchal Noor. How could you possibly say that there is a mitzvah to get drunk? Don't we know throughout Tanakh we talk about drunkenness as something that's terrible? Yesh Lom B'Nei Shekol Hanisim The bottom line is the entire story of Purim is based on drinking. For example, Vashti got thrown out when Achashverosh was drunk. And that's how Esther got in. How did Esther get rid of Haman? Also through Mishtas. That's how that worked. That's why it is. Remember, this is a mitzvah. This is not something that you have to do. The Mishnah Berurah comments. It's interesting. There's a Rav, Rabbi Eddie Davis, in Hollywood, Florida, who is well known for his shul bulletin. I think people subscribe to this, and in it he has a section, I believe, which is called Interesting Facts I Found While Looking for Something Else. This is a regular feature. So one time I was looking for something in the library, in the fifth floor by the Svarim, and I ran into this sefer, which is basically about drugs and alcohol in halacha. Okay, interesting one. So in it, the guy wrote the following. He says, the reason that we have a mitzvah to drink on Purim is because the nes of Purim happened because of drinking, as we just said. He says, we all know on Chanukah, the famous story of Yehudis, that she got the general drunk, fed him cheese, and then that's why we have cheese products on Purim, and then he got him drunk and killed him. So he said the miracle of Chanukah is also be done on drinking. So he quotes the Shita that maybe all 8 days of Chanukah we should drink also. I don't know anyone who holds of this, at least not knowingly, but an interesting thought. Once you're going to apply the logic, maybe we should apply it across the board. That's one comment of the Mishnah Berurah. The next Berurah, Halacha Adro Yadav Zeh Roshon HaMe'iri Chayiv Adam Laharbos B'Simcha B'Yom Zeh B'Achiru B'Shtiya Asher Yachzer Shum Davar, quotes the Me'iri, person should have a blowout Suda. Mikol Makom Einonu Mitzuvim L'Shtaker L'Hafres Atzmeinu Mitoch HaSimcha. It's going to Al Simcha Shal Horus V'Shal Shtos V'Ela V'Simcha Shal Tanug. Well, Halacha quotes it that, you know, we're supposed to be a proper type of simcha, not some crazy type of simcha. She yagia mitoch ha'avas Hashem Yisbarach v'odor ha'nisim she'asa lonu v'ayin sham. U'ma she'mavor divrei ha'gemara. V'zeh roshon ha'chai yodom kevin she'kol nes ha'yidah yidei yayin chen chivu chama rishtake v'afos rishtos yosim mehergero k'dei rizkor ha'nes ha'golo v'omnam ha'yodeya ba'atma she'yizalzo those b'mitzvahs min ha'mitzvahs. So you have to remember that this mitzvah of getting drunk, the Chayyadim says, and this is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha, is a mitzvah if it's going to be a spiritual plus. However, if through drinking you're going to not bench at the Suda, or you're going to end up, you know, not making the Tehillah Shadayim, or you're not going to daven Marav. Traditionally in yeshiva, the Marav, after Purim, is the loudest Marav of the year. You know, and hopefully it's because of greater Kavanah, but I don't know if that's the case all the time. Right? So the idea being that, you know, yes, there is an Indian to do this, but not at any cost. If there's any cost, halachically, to this whatsoever, again, this isn't a mitzvah chiyuvis, this is a mitzvah kiyumis. That if you can do it, good. If not, or if there's a potential avera that's going to come out of it, don't do it. The Mishnah Berurah himself suggests in the Mishnah Berurah, number 12, Yisha b'tocha yoshin v'chein roi lasos. He thinks the proper way to do it is drink a little bit and take a nap. Now, just putting the halachas together here, there's a few important halachas that come out of this. One, as we said earlier, the mitzvah of drinking is only in the Suda. Right? People who are drinking the night before, this is just random public drunkenness, there is no mitzvah for that whatsoever. As we said in the Rambam, the mitzvah is to drink mitoch hasuda. This is part of the mitzvah of the Suda. This is not a standalone mitzvah. Second, this very specifically, the mitzvah is to drink wine. Right? The reason we're doing it is to commemorate the mishnah, the drinking of the wine, beer, other alcoholic beverages that are not wine-based, would not fall under the mitzvah at all. Right? Needless to say, drugs or something like that, you might get yourself to Adalah Yada. You could also get yourself Adalah Yada by hitting yourself repeatedly in the head with a hammer. And so you could also bring yourself to the point of Adalah Yada. However, you're not the kind of mitzvah through that. Right? And it would be the same idea. If someone is drinking other than anything other than wine or using any other form of method to get themselves to the point of Adalah Yada, that's clearly not a mitzvah. And in terms of shir, the best thing one could do is to do it. So the tradition that I have is that in the morning of Purim, when after, usually I go to the earlier minyan, my family goes to a later minyan to hear it. So while everybody's out, I sit down, I have myself a meat sandwich with a cup of wine. With that, I mekayim the suda of Purim together with the mitzvah of drinking on Purim. I don't usually have a cup of wine for breakfast. And after that, you take a nap, and that's it. You definitely mekayim the mitzvah. If a person has the suda, right? This way you don't got to worry that people are concerned. You're supposed to have rov suda b'toch hayom. A lot of sudas on Purim don't begin till later in the day. Particularly people that are going to work, they'll be lucky if they start before shkia. So in order to be safe, if you have yourself your pastrami sandwich in the morning, and together with the pastrami sandwich, you have yourself a cup of wine, and then you get yourself a little nap afterwards, you mekayim all the mitzvahs. You're definitely set. Looking at the modern poskim, what do they have to say about this? So we said the Mishnah Berurah supports this idea of going to sleep, and also further indicates the idea that, you know, take a nap. You take a nap. You can't do gematrias, you can't sing Shoshanas Yaakov, you don't know any difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai at that point. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch comments, Kevin Shekol Anes Hayal Yidei Hayayin, again the emphasis is specifically on wine. Vashi, Mishra, Mishra Yayin, Ba Esther B'Kamam, Lechein Inyan Hamon, Ma Palosa Hayal Yidei Hayayin, Lechein Chivu Chachamu Zichron Levachi Shachar B'Yayin. Again, constantly the emphasis on the word Yayin, specifically wine. Someone who can't handle their alcohol, really. Again, this drinking is only for the people who naturally can handle this. If you cannot handle this, if you're going to be, it's going to lead to problems to you, either physically or spiritually, keep away from it.
If you drink alone, aren't you forgoing the element of the Simcha? Isn't that part of the drink that, you know, you would others?
Yeah, it's obviously better. Psychologically, I think it's not particularly good, and I think in terms of Simcha, it's not very good to drink alone. That obviously the idea is that you're supposed to be involved in a larger suda if possible. There's a sefer called the Seder Hayom, which is popular. So the Seder Hayom was, I think, one of the early achronim, came from the 16th century. And it's only fair to present his opinion here because it's a little bit different than that which I've been presenting until now. We try to keep this balanced. So the Seder Hayom says as follows. Chayiv Adam Uvesumi Paraya Adol Yada Ben Arham Baruch Mordechai. All right, everyone said that. But Adorim Allah Proskim Kipashtan. Most Proskim hold that it's literal. V'yish Megambigim Ben Medavar V'omim Dizu Rav Simcha Ikri V'vali Be'giyar Ingen Zeh Shasa Abba Yosem Yidai V'yazikri B'ri Safek. There's some people, there's some sticks in the mud who said, nah, that's not the simcha we're looking for. The Rambam said you're just supposed to get tired. And what he's saying is once you fall asleep, you know, then you don't know the difference between Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. Ela kosher pi rusha. Says, I can't accept it. Rabba naka il hamis yosem me'acheros, leinin hanim nun b'chol shavim. If you wanted to say fall asleep, say fall asleep. Why this Aruham and Baruch Mordechai? You know, when you fall asleep, you don't know the difference between green and blue either. Why specifically this? You want to say go to sleep. So say go to sleep. V'al zeh acheyam pirshu she'in hu re'inin cheshbon ha'shemos. So other people say, no, it has to do with gematrius. Later, my hefresh bein zeh rezeh, ki emisbe ola shavah. Aruham and tafkof beiz, Baruch Mordechai tafkof beiz. So he has to be that, once he has to be to the point where he can't do the math anymore. So he says, come on, let's be serious. But who nechpas, the zev and nitra, hare a yayim zev bopol. Ella, sof, haloshim kasha. So, very cute, that's a very nice pshetel, we enjoy it very much. But that's not what it means. Come on. The whole yada bein zev, zev, hare yodea. No, such pshat is you have to be so drunk you don't know whether you're saying baruch or orer. She yoma eino baruch ella orer v'chein behefik shenegdo. He should be totally confused, absolutely stone drunk. V'nei mashechivu b'zeh. Hashu kaved v'kasha. So why would they have such a chiv if I'm saying it's literally? Shamati tam, I heard a reason. Sha'acha shahaman arasha bikesh rahashmin rarog ra'avid lishroch dom ha'yehudim. Since Haman wanted to absolutely, totally destroy and spill the blood of the Jews, nasa inyan karvo zeh mitoch simcha. We want to do the same mitoch simcha. Asher nisr kemesim mushkavim arza. That he wanted us to be dead, we turn around and we are dead drunk. You can't make this stuff up. He wants to spill our blood through getting drunk. You make more blood. And that's why. So the Seder Hayom goes against that which we said until now. And he says that we take this quite literally. To be honest, if we have a general in Halacha, a machokas between the Mishnah Brewer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chayei Adam, the Ramah, the Rambam, the Ran, the Meiri on one side, and the Seder Hayom on the other side, I think it's fair to say that in most cases we won't follow the Seder Hayom. I don't think there should be an exception to the rule. Among the Divrei Machshava, they have what to say about this mitzvah as well. Bishlo HaKadosh on Parshas Tetzaveh, as fate would have it, comments. Yiriyesh redaktik, dikta kaloshin shoma chayiv revesume, ki yashichros gadol eino nikro revesume. He points out that the word isn't, it doesn't say chayiv adam lishtaker, rather revesume. What's revesume? Like besamim, have a little smell to you. Rak mavusam, just a little bit. Nikra misha eino shikar kol kach. The word revesume does not mean so drunk. Al kein an yom hashe adra ba omam zeh his hernu das harsh on ishtaker kol kach. Chayiv adam revesume, the shra says, as opposed to getting shikar. The Gemara itself never said you should get drunk. The Gemara itself says you should drink a little bit. And therefore, this doesn't get off the ground. This is, once you get to that point, you know you've gone too far. Adelo yada, up until that point. That's what he's saying. So again, he's just reading the Gemara differently. Adelo yada doesn't mean that's the minimum. That once you get there, we know we've made it. Once you've got there, you know you've gone too far, you better turn around.
Okay,
So he himself says that, in fact, if you read the Gemara, it never said that. It never said you're supposed to get drunk. It said you're supposed to drink a little bit. In fact, it said you shouldn't get drunk. If you get that point, you've got too far. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Barditchev in the Kedusha Salevi discusses this as well. And says, why would people be getting drunk? This is from the Chassid, I tell you. Everything that Haman did against us, in the end, turned out to be for good. He made this tree to hang Mordechai. We had a place to put him and his sons. He says, kill Vashti. That was good for us. When Ahasuerus says to Haman, what should I do to a guy I really, really like? He thinks he's doing it for himself. Really, he's helping us out again. Everything Haman does is for the good of the Jews. Whatever he wanted to do bad ended up being good. Ephes, kidas, vikavonos, Haman, lerog, Yisrael. Whatever he wanted to bid, Akash Baruch Hu turned around against what he wanted. We have to understand also in the world that whatever people want to do for us, that's bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn it around. We have no reason to worry. They might have the worst of intentions. It's not going to turn out that way. Whatever they want is going to be ultimately for the good of us. So therefore, he said the reason for drinking a little bit is the idea is that we should get confused. That you think it's bad, really it's good. That's what we're trying to do. We should get rid of our preconceived notions, get rid of our worries, you know? So they're building a nuclear bomb. Bash, man, it's all going to be for the good. So you need perhaps one or two stiff drinks to get yourself to that point. So that's the idea behind it. Very interesting. The other comments on it we'll just quickly mention outside. People point out that the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Mordechai are not that different. If I didn't know the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Haman, if I didn't know the difference between Arar Mordechai and Baruch Mordechai, that's pretty drunk. But Arar Haman, looking for him as it's the wiping out of evil, or Baruch Mordechai, or the support of good, it's also it's not so different. That's another approach. Some interesting points, tangentially related, just wanted to make two of them. One is the Kloisenberger Rebbe in his Divrei Yitziv, points out the Efshar, Lomar Tamla Tainus Esther. Why do we have Tainus Esther? So, because Esther fasted. But when did Esther fast? Esther fasted sometime in Nisan. Why the day before Purim are we having Tainus Esther? It's a little bit of an oddity. We all kind of assume she fasted the day before, but no. If you read the Megillah, she fasted 3 days. And there was a big gap between her fasting and where eventually the Jews are allowed to defend themselves. So there's many months. So why do we fast then? So the Kloisenberger offers the following interesting idea. Al pi Masha Kasa, but she was Marie Bruna. Shoma bimei Chorfa. Chorfa, this place would be Chupaso. Tam Lissanos Chosim Biyad Chupaso. Kevin the Lek Aksuva Doron Beitigra. There is a minhag that we fast on the day of Achasana. Why? There are different reasons given. One reason, well known, is because you get Kapara. That the Gemara tells us that that there are certain people who get kapara, and one of them is a chosin, he gets kapara. So just like in Yom Kippur, a person's getting kapara, he's supposed to fast, so too at your chasana, you're getting kapara, it's your own private Yom Kippur. Right? That's why a lot of people have the minhag to do the Yom Kippur mincha, say the vidui by the chasana. So too, that's one reason. Another reason is no, the Ramari Bruno offers the following reason. The Gemara Ksubas tells us that there is no Ksuba Bro Tigra. There is no time where there's no chasna, where there's no fights that go on. Always something, whether it's the flowers, whether it's the seating, whether it's, you know, the amount of people, whether it's, you know, the ring, the watch. There's always some fight that goes on. So the Mari Bruta says, the reason you fast is that it shouldn't be so bad. That we should make it through tonight without any serious bloodshed. That's the idea. So the Kloisenberger says, if you want to build on that, Yesh Roma, the Kevin, the Chai, Vinish, Rebesumi, Bepurai, Yevakam, Rabbe, Rashaf, the Rav Zera. Given that we have a mitzvah to drink on Purim, and we know from the story of Rav and Rav Zera, there's potential danger, therefore it is appropriate, just like you're going to fast before the wedding to make sure things don't get too bad, the reason we fast on Tainis Esther, it's a tefillah that nobody should get too hurt over Purim in their drinking. All right, so that is an interesting take on things. The last point, which is tangential, but it's an interesting point as well, the Gemara in Nida discusses the case of whether somebody can be buried, a tie into the hospice next week, can be buried in Shatnis. Why yes, why no? Well, why, the guy's not Chayiv Mitzvahs anymore. Aye, but what about Tchias HaMesim? The guy's going to come back to life, and right away, boom, there we go again. We're in Avera before he goes anywhere. So the Gemara says, Tad Rabbana, Begish Ova Kalayim Harei Lo Yim Karen Lo Vekachovim Lo Yasenim Yodachim Ava Osim Yimena Tachrichim Lo Meis. You're allowed to make Tachrichim out of Shatnes. Amar Rav Yosef Zos Amaras Mitzvahs Bateros Lo Asul Lava. What's the reason for this? The reason is Mitzvahs Bateros Lo Asul Lava. That, what's the meaning of that? So, the short answer is it means that when he comes back to life, he won't be chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. So the question is, why not? So there are two approaches. One approach in the Rishonim is, at the time of Tchias HaMesim, we know we'll be chayiv in mitzvahs. There will come a point historically when the Torah will no longer be binding. The idea being, and the logic behind it, Baal Machshava talk about, is because once you get to the point of Mashiach, and everybody realizes that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't really have mitzvahs and averas, because there's no more Yetzirah. When I see God, I can't possibly do an avera. I'm only going to do mitzvahs, so I can't possibly get schar anymore. Once we reach that point in history, there will no longer be any Yetzirah, meaning there won't be any more Bechira, I won't have to make decisions anymore, therefore there won't be any mitzvahs. That's very problematic, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that's a violation of one of the Yud Gimel Yikarei Emunah. Because we have the concept is that the Torah will never change. If the Torah will never change, it means it will never go out of style, even at that point. So if that's the case, what does mitzvahs b'teilos l'asul lava mean? So the one to a possibility that is offered up is mitzvahs b'teilos l'asul lava means that once a person dies, that is a matir. That if a person dies, they are no longer chayiv in mitzvahs. Even if the person comes back to life at a later date, like Tchias HaMesim, they're not chayiv. So therefore, this person who you buried in Tachrichim of Shatnes, that person is not chayiv in mitzvahs when he comes back. Okay, now, that's an interesting thought. According to the Ritva, it leads us to many questions. So there is discussion if a person drops dead and comes back to life, will that person be chayiv in mitzvahs anymore? How often does this happen? Rabbi Bleich has an article and says all the time. For example, just to say it over quickly as my time is running out, if someone has a heart transplant, so there is a point in time when that person is lying on a table with an empty chest cavity. According to many opinions, this is machokes, but if you don't have a heart, you're dead. That's not such a chiddush, you think. So therefore, this person was dead, and now you put in a new heart, he's alive again. This guy died and he came back to life. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. Congratulations. In fact, you can go a step further. Is there a difference between someone that doesn't have a heart in their chest cavity but has a heart that hasn't been beating for the last few hours? Let's say someone has bypass surgery, and they stop the heart for a few hours, and they routed the blood through a different machine instead. So this guy, you could pronounce dead. And now he comes back alive. So therefore, this guy was dead, he's back alive. You probably don't want to be Yotzi with his Kiddush. Because he's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs anymore. So that is the discussion which comes off of this. So we gave in number 20 a Mari Mokum, which says that this can't possibly write. Why? based on our Gemara, Rav Shachter Rav Zeira. So if Rav Shachter Rav Zeira was dead. So when he says to him, what? So if he says, if he was dead, comes the next year, he says, you want to have a Suda's Purim? He says, I'm not Chayiv anymore. Ha ha! Go Suda's Purim yourself, I'm going to the movies. Right? So again, that's another, it's an interesting take. It's a something that can get its own topic, I'm sure, in Kol Yom Rishon. But it's worth noting that the story of Rav Shachter Rav Zeira also plays a major role in this story. Do we have a minute for a question? Does anyone have a question? No? Good? Okay, Rabbi Thomas is here. Enjoy.